Today, I want to talk about how to be a true disciple, and I'm just going to spend a few minutes with you in Mark chapter 2, verse 13 through 17. And it reads here, "And he went forth again," talking about Jesus, "by the seaside, and all the multitude resorted unto him. And he taught them, and as he passed by the law, as he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the receipt of customs," that's at the seashore, and said unto him, "Follow me." And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass that as Jesus sat at meat in his house, many publicans and sinners sat also together with Jesus and his disciples. For there were many, and they followed him. And when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eat with the publicans and sinners, they said unto his disciples, "How is it that he eateth and drinketh with publicans and sinners?" When Jesus heard it, he said unto them, "They that are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Somebody say amen to that. And as we look at society today, people have lost so much respect for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Society have changed in so many different ways. The legacy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that he left us, people are not really gravitating to the gospel as they should and as they was here at this time. Sometime I see that in this 21st century, we forget about those that are left behind, and we forget about the testimony that we have come from ourselves. And many of us have a testimony, but are afraid to share our testimony because we don't want to take off the clown suit, I would say, and let people know that we have been through something. And I think that is some of the conflict today, because so many people have been taught to hide everything or sweep things under the rug and not really share the true testimony of where we came from or where God has brought us from. And I believe here in the 21st century, if we begin to turn that ship around, we have to remember that when Jesus came, it was about reconciliation. And that's one thing that he preached in his entire message for 3.5 years that he preached the gospel in it. And that's just what the record shows. But we don't know how much he preached before that time. But he always preached reconciliation, meaning that he wanted to reconcile people back to him. Not that they were unsaved, not that they didn't know him, or not that they didn't believe to him, but he wanted to reintroduce them back into the kingdom which he come from, which is the kingdom of heaven. And when we understand the kingdom means it's the king's domain. And one of the things about kingship or citizenship, you have to go into an embassy to get citizenship. And so the embassy, as we are all called to be ambassadors of Christ, to preach the good news, to inspire and win souls through reconciliation. And this was a message that Jesus was preaching. And he tells them, as he looked at the scribes and Pharisees, those that was sedity at the time, that felt like they was too high and couldn't be touched, he tries to break this down to them and let them know that I did not come for the righteous, but I came for those who need help. And so we want to make sure that when we preach the gospel, we want to make sure that we preach in reconciliation to those that are in need of the gospel. And that's one of the main things he pointed out here, that we have to have a made up mind in our partnership with Christ. And one of the great things about partnership, you come into an agreement. And that's why they say when two or three come into agreement, then he's in the midst. And so when we come into an agreement with Christ, then he will begin to reveal the kingship in us. And he began to reveal the visions and mysteries and greatness that he have even concerning our own lives. And we begin to see all the manifestations of our life come to pass in our life because we're coming into a partnership with him. We're accepting him and embracing everything that he have and everything that he offer. And he's talking talking to the lost sinners, because one direction that they was going in, they have not heard the true gospel for many, many decades. I believe over 400 years that have passed in this time before Jesus came. And so when he began to preach this gospel of good news or reconciliation, they was stunned at his teaching and at his education, because they oftentimes questioned, who is this man that's preaching like this or preaching with authority? They didn't understand that he was a 100% man and 100% God and deity that came down to reconcile all of his people back to him. And he sent us here as an ambassador. So he wanted to re-educate mankind to let them know that they were on a solid foundation, which was the rock of Jesus Christ. And that's something for all of us to rejoice for, because when we understand now the significance of why we're here and what we have been called to do, there's no more questioning your call or who you are as a woman or man of God, because you're walking in confidence of the Lord Jesus Christ. He came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. And so when we now shape off and shave off all of the negative thinking, all of the doubtful thinking, all of the worries of this world, and understanding the kingdom that we are here and that we walk in, and understanding the authority that we walk in, now our lives now become more visible to the supernatural life, because he gave us, given us access by grace through faith to have access with him. And that's why he talks about what shall be bound in heaven shall be loosed, bound in earth, loosed in heaven shall be loosed on earth, because now I have access to him. And when I have access to him, now he's now able to release everything that I need in this this natural world from the supernatural, which now giving me the power to do everything that he had purposed in my heart to do, which means now I can bring my vision to pass. Now everything that I've been dreaming about, everything that I've been talking about, everything I've been confessing, I can now see it through the manifestation, because he has given me access to him, and he has given me access to the kingdom. And this is what reconciliation is, because he's given us the five gifts, or he's given us the offices to walk in to bring forth a manifestation of his word on earth. And so now that I know that I'm confident and I can walk in his word without looking over my past and seeing all of the mess ups I've done, I can walk with the clarity of the righteousness that he has given me. And righteousness is never bought by what we have done, but righteousness is given to us by the blood and the sacrifice that Jesus paid on Calvary for us. And that's what the atonement was for. And so now that I know that I'm righteous by God's grace, it is now enabling me to do everything that he has purposed for me to do. And so one thing I want to leave off with is to make sure we share our testimony, because somebody is depending on the testimony and just listening to where you came from and saying that and seeing how God brought you from what you came from, and you still living, you still in your right mind, you still have the activities of your limbs, you're not in prison, you're not cast in hell, but you are now living and walking in the righteousness of God. And so I want to ask you today, for those that are may need a little repentance in their life, or though and repentance and sin just means turning around and sin means just missing a mark. And so what Jesus is asking you to do, turn your life around. Stop walking with doubt. Stop walking with worry. And for you that's just stressing out, thinking that you just have no other options, I want you to repeat this after me. I want you to accept Jesus in your life as your Lord and Savior and say, Lord Jesus, I ask for forgiveness of all of my sins. I believe you died on the cross for me and you rose on the third day. And I accept you in my life as my Lord and personal Savior. And if you prayed that prayer with me, I want you to call us here at Empowered Church, and we will further walk you through the salvation and further give you instructions on how to continue to live a successful life. 877-228-5100. Thank you very much, and God bless you.